Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Michael Ross, RLSS. Michael Ross is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-21-22. Appeared prior to lifting an object, he was already experiencing back pain. Period. He let the manager know this, but he was made to keep working. Period. Then he had lower back pain shooting down the right leg. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of lower lumbar slip disc and busted disc. He states he did undergo surgery, but has completed his course of treatment. Period. However, he adds that he did accept 2 injections and declined outright surgery. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Ross alleges on 11-21-22, he was lifting and developed acute post-traumatic lumbar sprain and strain with L2-3 and L5-S1 herniated discs with radiculopathy requiring epidural injections with permanent and chronic orthopedic and neurologic residuals. But medical records show he was seen at Inspira Health Network on 12-11-22 period. He complained of lower back pain since 12-2-22 that occurred at work. Period. He denied any similar problems in the past. Notwithstanding his current description here. Period. He was prescribed methylprednisolone and cyclobenzaprine for a muscle spasm of the back and was placed on activity modifications. Period. He followed up here through 12-28-22 period. He remained symptomatic. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 12-23-22. Period. At L2-3, there was a posterior central disc herniation deforming the thecal sac. Period. At L5-S1, there was a small posterior central disc protrusion that indented the thecal sac. Period. The neuroforamina and canal remained patent. Period. He then came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mitchell, beginning 1-16-23, period. He had the petitioner undergo plain x-rays on 1-20-23 that showed dextroscoliosis of the lower lumbar spine, where there was no compression deformity or spondylolisthesis. Period. He had no subluxation on flexion and extension. Period. Dr. Mitchell continued him on conservative care. Period. Physical therapy was rendered, but he remained symptomatic. Period. In paragraph on 2-1-23, Dr. Pulser performed a pain management evaluation. Period. He denied prior lumbar spine history. Period. He had just started physical therapy with no improvement yet. Period. Dr. Pulser wrote he was taking gabapentin, cyclobenzaprine, and buprenorphine-naloxone. Period. His assessment was radiculopathy of the sacral and sacrococcygeal region. Period. He elected to pursue injection therapy. care, Dr. Pulser administered an epidural injection on 3/13/23. This was repeated on 5/19/23. Period. Dr. Mitchell saw him again on 4/4/23. Period. He stated the Medrol dose pack helped temporarily. Period. He reviewed the lumbar MRI and x-rays and performed a clinical exam. Period. Dr. Mitchell recommended a repeat injection since the first one gave him good relief for 2 days. But he also recommended electrodiagnostic testing of both lower extremities. Period. On 4/17/23, Dr. Lisko, L-I-S-K-O, evaluated him and discussed EMG. Period. However, the specific results were not provided in this. Scratch that. She wrote, he tolerated the EMG but did not specify its findings. Period. He then scratch that. Dr. Lisko did interpret the EMG, stating it revealed evidence of mild chronic L4 and moderate acute chronic L5-S1 lumbar radiculopathy on the right and left, but there was no electrodiagnostic evidence of any other focal nerve entrapment, lumbosacral plexopathy, generalized peripheral neuropathy or myopathy. But he then did return to Dr. Mitchell. Scratch that. He was referred back to Dr. Mitchell, but I'm not in receipt of any more of his notes. Period. I have been advised that he did see Dr. Mitchell a final time on 6/14/23, when he no longer had symptoms, but he was cleared to return to work full duty and was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. He had non-reproducible decreased strength and right plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus muscles, but strength was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 11/21/22, Michael Russ believes he injured his lower back when lifting. This was superimposed upon some type of prior back problem about which he told his supervisor. But he nevertheless did this lifting and was seen at Inspira afterwards. Period. He underwent a lumbar MRI on 12/23/22 as noted above. But he was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell. But Dr. Pulser performed 2 lumbar epidural injections with improvement. Period. He returned to Dr. Mitchell and had an EMG by Dr. Lisko on 4/17/23 that did show some chronic radiculopathy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pulser through 5/3/23. Period. He saw Dr. Mitchell through 6/14/23 when he denied any symptoms. Period. He was cleared to return to work at maximum medical improvement. Period. in paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints at non-acute angles. Period. He demonstrated non-reproducible weakness and right extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength. Pretty nevertheless was able to walk on his heels and toes using the same muscle groups without any hesitation. Period. New paragraph, there is 5%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of his MRI findings as well as the EMG findings of radiculopathy. Period. Mr. Russ has been able to return to the workforce, speaking to his ongoing functionality. Period. And that is the end.